Hi, this is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. I've been in the global trade for at least 30 years now. And one of the things that I've done is I've always worked a lot with different types of product designers. I worked with product designers in the shoe industry when I was working in the shoe industry, who worked for some of the top furniture brands around the world. I've worked with product designers in the watch industry that were producing some of the top watches. And of course, very recently, my career has been in home decor and home furnishing. So I've worked with a variety in different types of product designers, from some of the top brands in the world to some of them that are maybe doing their own brand. So I've worked from the big to the small. So I sort of have a little bit of an opinion. Now, this is just my opinion, but here's what I feel makes for a good or successful product designer. And this is if I was teaching a class at a university on product design, this is exactly what I would tell my students. This is what you need to do, or some of the attributes that you should have to be a good product designer. And I say this as someone who is not necessarily a product designer, but someone who has worked with many product designers. And that is why I have an opinion. So those of you out there who might be product designers, I am sorry if I've hurt your opinion or if I've insulted you. This wasn't meant to be this at all. This is just my opinion. First of all, I always say that a good product designer always understands who they are designing for and why. You know, for a good product designer, it's not personal. You know, it's personal in the sense that they want their designs to be accepted. Yes, they want people to say that they're the best designer around. But at the same time, they also understand that they need to design something which is commercial, something that can sell. So a good product designer knows and understands what their customer base is, that they understand that they need to be able to design something that their customer base will want and will be able to sell. It may not be something that they themselves would want in their home. It may not be something that they would even want to put on their feet, but they understand that it is something that their customer base and those that they are selling to would want to buy. So I think that's one of the first things. You know, great design is a lot like great art. You know, what is great can be personal. What sells and why it is personal is for the consumer to say. You know, a good designer understands that I'm not designing for myself. Like, I might paint an art picture, maybe I'm the only one in the world that appreciates that art. But they understand that if they're going to design a product, or a product that's commercial, or a product that sells, they need to do it and understand, you know, not just the looks and the trends, but they also need to understand what their consumers or those people buying their product or brand will want to buy. You know, one company can have a completely different look than another company, and they could both sell. In other words, one company could have a blue shirt, and that shirt sells. Everyone that buys their product wants to have a blue shirt. Another company, maybe they can't ever sell a blue shirt. Maybe they sell a red shirt. You know, which one's right? Well, a good product designer would understand that if my consumers want to buy blue shirts, maybe I design a shirt with different tones of blue and I do something fun with the blue on it, and I do something they want to buy. I don't try to force a red shirt on them. That's just a very basic example, but that's what I see for good product designers. They really understand the consumer. They understand who is buying their product and why they are designing that product for them. A good product designer, too, I also feel like has humility and will hear ideas. I once had an intern who, you know, like as a lot of interns, she was quite young, and, you know, she felt she was pretty hot stuff. And I remember having her design some things for me. And I said to her, this is not what I want. Like, this isn't my logo. This isn't my company's look. And she's like, well, this is what's right. And I'm like, no, I'm like, this is not what's right. You need to listen to me. I am the customer here. You know, I am the customer here, and I'm telling you, this does not fit my brand. And she just couldn't understand that. And in fact, got very upset with me and, you know, thought, you know, how dare you say you don't like my design? You know, how dare you say that it's no good? And I said, I'm not saying it's not good. It might be good for someone else, but it's not what I want. So I really feel like a good product designer has humility and will hear ideas from others. You know, really the bad product designers that I've seen and worked with are those that are just so set in their ways that they can't hear ideas. For example, if you're a product designer and you go into a factory and you say, I want to have this in this color or this finish or this or that, and the factory's saying, we can't do that finish, and you're not listening to them, you are not going to come out with a product of what is needed. So a good product designer will listen. They'll listen to what their consumers want, and they will also listen about what the factory or the manufacturer is able to do. So I personally put humility down there as really one of the key things that I have found good designers have. I've worked, as I've said, with some top designers. And those who have been really, really good have always been willing to listen. Even they've been able to listen to my ideas, my little ideas from little old me, like, who am I? I'm nobody, right? But they've been willing to listen, whether they've accepted the ideas or not. But they'll listen to ideas from others because they realize that the more ideas I listen from other people, the more interesting my designs can be. So I put humility down as one of the top things in being able to work with a product designer, is that they're willing to listen. They're willing to listen to the team. They're willing to listen to the consumers. They're willing to listen to the manufacturers. They're willing to listen to the manufacturers. So, you know, so this is very important, you know, I believe, for any type of product designer. The last one is that a good product designer is able to visualize and put down on paper their design ideas. Now, this might just seem like something basic. This might seem like, well, of course, if you're a product designer, you have to put it down on paper. But, you know, I've worked with some product designers that their drawing skills and their ability to put down what they are thinking on paper is extremely limited. Well, they'll draw a circle and say, I want this. And we'll go like, well, what do you want? A good product designer knows how to communicate their designs in such a way that everyone can be able to follow. And they know how to visually put it down on paper so that the manufacturer can follow, the rest of the team can follow, and that others can follow, and they can understand exactly where the design is going and what the design will look like and what the end design will look like. You know, so putting your designs down on paper, you know, is really an important or a key area that a good product designer understands this about the whole process of communication. I've been really surprised that there's some designers I worked with that were top designers or considered to be top designers had very limited computer skills. And this in today's world has really surprised me. If it's really hard to be able to visualize exactly what you want unless you have some computer skills. On the other hand, I've worked with some designers that aren't good and have great computer skills, but have absolutely no humility and don't understand at all, you know, what the market is, what the market needs, what the market wants. So that's why I really feel like there's a balance of everything, that these are three very important traits, is that, you know, to know who you're designing for and why you're designing it, and to have humility to be able to listen to others and hear the ideas of others. And finally, to be able to really visualize on paper, hopefully, you know, through a computer, that you can really visualize what your ideas are, why your ideas are, and, you know, how the end product is going to look. We've written a blog on this, which is entitled Three Traits of Every Successful Product Designer, What You Need to Know. And again, I just want to go back and I just want to say this is my own opinion, but if you'd like to be able to read more of it, we'll put a link to the blog so you can be able to read it and be able to understand a little bit more on my thinking on this and why I really believe that a product designer needs to have these three different traits to be a good product designer, a great product designer. And if you have those, then you will be a great product designer in whatever product you design. And one of the reasons why I want to go back again, I put humility so high up, because a good product designer will always be willing to learn, to listen, and to be able to discover more. And that's what will make them a great designer, when they have that ability to learn and to listen, and then they will be able to visualize it and put it down on paper. This is Anita from Global Trade Gal. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate you listening. If you've enjoyed this, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you tell others about us. You know, please subscribe to our podcast. It really does help. It does make a difference if you can subscribe to it. You'll get updated. We have a newsletter every month if you're interested in being updated on things that we're doing every single month. We like to really thank you for being part of our community. We know without you it's not possible, and we'd like to thank our technical team. Thank you.